Jonah Tsoulas is the foremost gallerist in Davis and perhaps in Northern California. His interests are wide. They include music, performance, poetry, and the Jonah Tsoulas Gallery has been the center of all of these cultural offerings for many years. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to this program. Jonah Tsoulas, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thanks, Dr. Andy. I just want to point out that A.D. Winans was reading poetry in the 50s, in the late 50s, and is one of the beat poets. And that's just a real honor for us to have him on Friday night in conjunction with the Kerouac Poetry Contest, which they read to live music by Tony Passerell, who's been a real great jazz musician in the area. But what's really important is we have on Saturday night Roscoe Mitchell, who's, you know, Downbeat's top 10 saxophone players in the world right now. And he's a fabulous saxophone player. And you know what? He did concerts playing 10 different saxophones at one time. He's really, really amazing. But beyond that, we have something pretty fabulous for you. The only free jazz festival, beat festival in the country that has jazz musicians who are right next door. We have these great jazz painters painting, like Jean Key Alden. She's quite colorful. And, of course, Nancy Ostrovsky, the best jazz painter in the world right now, will be performing in the afternoon and in the evening, collaborating with Roscoe Mitchell and Tony Passerell. So, I mean, there's something for everybody, and we're really lucky we have Indigo Moore performing with the UC Davis Jazz Band on Saturday as well. And, of course, just for your listeners out there, Dr. Andy, I want to point out that we do have a little bit of dancing and fun after hours on a rooftop event with the Garage Jazz Architects in Chickadee. That goes on late into the evening. So for all you jazz lovers and beat lovers and people who want to see art in action, we've got it going on. And we even built a wall, which we're working on today, where kids can come paint to the music. So we've got essentially two major stages, and we have things going on. And it's really wonderful because you see all ages of jazz musicians, from the high school students all the way through the university, California Davis Jazz Band, and then you have pros. Another great thing is the Element Brass Band. They're a really fabulous New Orleans jazz band with big, big instruments and tubas and trombones, and it's really quite fabulous. And then the Downbeat winner of the year, the best college band in the country, the Brubeck Institute Quintet, is coming back. So in Dave Brubeck's honor, we're having this group, and they're just fabulous. So listen, you want to come about 12 o'clock and stay till maybe 5 or 6, grab some dinner, come back, and get a little bit of Roscoe Mitchell with Nancy Ostrovsky in the evening. It's going to be a great day. And this is our 6th annual. Dr. Andy and I go way back. We were, before this was called the Jazz Beat Festival, we were doing the Poetry Festival together over 10 years ago. And we're real excited about this year's festival. And if there anybody has any questions, call the gallery, and it's free. So we'll see you on 1st and E, and it's going to be one of those wonderful, beautiful, weather's going to be nice, and, you know, just come out and give the musicians a lot of love and the artists a lot of love, and just, you know, dance and eat and drink. And another thing, we're getting some free food, free music. We're getting some free food samples from vendors of the new Whole Foods Market on Saturday. They're going to be out there, so I look forward to seeing everybody.
Certainly a lot going on, and a jam-packed schedule. So much jazz out there in front of the new Whole Foods Market. And incredible that with all of these top jazz bands, amazing performers, that all of it is free and open. And it's also a great family atmosphere Saturday afternoon, because kids can come paint, they can listen to music, they can dance with the dancers, hear some poetry. And it's a great way, I think, to spend a Saturday afternoon and then, as you say, come back for the terrific performances that night.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Andy. I mean, we have to really look at the community. The community has been really fabulous because we have a lot of local people. Indigo Moore was the first-year winner of the Jack Kerouac Poetry Contest, and he comes back to read. And, you know, we're really fortunate. We have a lot of great poets reading on Friday night at the gallery. And then, of course, a lot of great local bands. The Dirt Feeling is a local band. Linda Bear is a local dance group. I mean, it's very exciting. And then, of course, it's always fun to hear what Dr. Andy Jones has to say as he is leading us into the poetry night, which is funny, Dr. Andy. I love the fact that what you do is you have these winners having to read to jazz and challenging them to collaborate. I mean, that's right. What Kerouac was all about. I'll never forget that radio show with Steve Allen and Kerouac. I heard Steve Allen do a concert, and I asked him about that, and he said that, you know, that was a time in which people did a lot of collaboration. So I'm really happy to bring that back to Davis.
So am I. And as soon as we finish this, and while I get A.D. Winans on the phone, we're going to actually hear some of that Kerouac and Steve Allen collaboration.
Oh, wow.
I've got it queued up here. So Keep it right here at 90.3 FM in Davis. And, John, I look forward to seeing you this weekend. It's certainly going to be a great panoply of culture and celebration and music and art. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you to all your listeners, because we really need to support poetry in Davis. And we love what you do here at the gallery. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Take care.